Hey, Tom. Is something going on with your radio?
Program I throwed at times. I had no reports of anything this morning. I talked to Bill for a long time down at Hartwell and some other guy I didn't know.
I was asking as I was listening a little while ago on Echolink, and it was doing it too. There's a beeping in it in the background. I don't know if it's your radio or something's in your background or what, but it's still doing it.
I've not made any changes in this for years. It's an ICOM, and it don't have that Roger Beep capabilities that Yaesu does.
Roger Beep, it's while you're talking, while you're transmitting. There's just a beep, a constant beep in the background.
There's several other guys on it this morning, and no one's reported that, Patrick, so I'd have to assume it's something on your receive end.
Well, it's done it on two different radios, is the reason I was asking. I thought the same thing.
Hey, K4HR.
Comment. K5WLL.
No comments in there. Go ahead. This is NZOTR.
That is KD2K2F. You do have a beep on this signal. I heard it a little while ago as well.
Gentleman in there?
Yeah, Roger, K5WLL. Yeah, I heard it in there a while ago, too, on you. I didn't know if you're, what kind of issue, or it sounded like a low battery almost, like you're having a power supply issue.
I appreciate it. I don't know why Bill didn't report it. Let me look over here. I can check the output of that power supply pretty easily, and I got a spare one I can swap into its place. I'd be more inclined to think you're correct about that than the radio being a problem, although this ICOM 208's got a few years on it, but I also, and it is a Yaesu. Go ahead, Patrick, and thank you, sir.
Well, I was surprised nobody said nothing earlier either. That's one reason I thought it was on my end, because I was listening on Echolink. But when it done it, when I was listening to you on this radio, my ICOM, I knew something had to be up. So hopefully it's nothing major.
Patrick, can you give me a little more description of it? Is it a steady oscillation? Or is it just a beep once in a while? Or can you describe it a little further?
Well, when it does it, it's not constant. When it does do it, it's like about a 1 second tempo. Just beep, beep, beep.
Well, I don't know what it is. It isn't another interfering station, is it?
It's not doing it right now.
It seems to take a couple seconds, so if you're carrying on for a couple seconds, then it'll pick up. But usually, I've noticed that your transmissions are short. I'm not hearing it.
On medium power, and I am a little hoarse here this morning, so I'll make a longer transmission here. I was just looking at the logbook of the world here, Patrick, and seeing if I talked to a gentleman in Germany, Stuttgart, Germany, the other night on 30 meters for quite a long time, and he engaged in a conversation rather than the usual year 599 thing, so that made for a nice long transmission of about 15 minutes on CW and give me a real workout. You don't usually have long conversations every night, but I've had several recently and I really enjoyed it. But did that make a difference, Patrick? Go ahead, sir.
Hear it at all in that transmission. Not one time.
Yeah. I didn't hear it that time either.
And 4WRL.
010TR. Go ahead.
Hey, Tom, I heard that earlier today when you were transmitting, too. It was more like a squeal.
Normally, that's somebody else just stomping on you or something, but I don't, you know, I'm not accusing anybody of that, but that's when you usually hear the squeals during a double. But I'll put the good old Fluke 87 on there and look at the ripple on the signal, and if there is any, I'll consider it maybe a capacitor. And that's pretty old power supply, but it is a linear, and I can fix that. As a matter of fact, I just repaired a 35-amp one downstairs, and I got a 20-amp spare, so I can swap it in there real quick. But I appreciate that.
All right, the last couple transmissions you had, it wasn't there. You know, not at all. Crystal clear.
And Bill, I appreciate that, by golly. Thank you for the info. If anybody hears it from now on, let me know and I'll get that corrected.
Still here, Tom. So, how are you and Miss Bernice doing today?
Well, it's me to get over here, and there's a great big bowl of English walnuts I bought, and crack all of those. And I've just been looking at different things on the computer and ordering the prescription and goofing around, and I got to go outside and visit with the girls out back. I got two boys out there now. I can tell you that they're not hens because they're crowing. So I got to go check on that. And Chad come down and visited yesterday for a while and enjoyed that very much. So I'll send it back over to Bill if he's still there in 4WRO in 0TR.
Yeah, I'm still here just monitoring. Hello, Patrick. But yeah, like I said, I heard a little bit earlier, but here in the last few transmissions you made, it's been fine, crystal clear.
Still nice to talk to you on the radio. Yeah, Tom, I haven't heard it either.
It's fine business or good news. I thought I saw Bernice said, there goes Patrick yesterday, but it was down around the John Deere lawn and tractor on Wade Hampton. I didn't think you'd come that far down, but boy, it was a big, beautiful Matco truck.
That was me.
Or at you, because I figured that you were just pulling in the lot, and I didn't want to disrupt you at that time. You might run somebody over with that monster.
Pretty good about paying attention to what I'm doing when I'm driving that thing. I won't reach the radio mic unless I'm straight line and got good comprehension of what's going on.
Nice looking vehicle there, Patrick. It really is. You got a lot to be proud of. Go ahead, Bill.
Sitting here troubleshooting a auto tuner. That's about it. Fixing to jump out. Like I said, I just heard you guys in there talking. So I am going to bail out and go in there and get me a sandwich and get something to eat, Roger.
Roger, I see you got an LDG 1000 Pro 2 auto tuner. I got the MFJ 998. And you open that thing up, and there's so many of those printed circuit board relays in there that it's dazzling. I'd hate to have to troubleshoot it. And I talked to the technician one time. I got a spare. I sent one in, and he says, Tom, he says, you know what? He says, we just shotgunned the board, and you know what I'm talking about. Whenever they come in, he says, we just change all the relays and then check the other components, because it takes too long to check each printed circuit board relay. But they are 16 relays, so they're pretty stout. And every once in a while, I give them a run for their money if I forget to flip a switch down there. Should be an inhibit line on it, but mine don't have that. And my buddy Bill's does in 4IQ, but mine just don't have that one. I added the auto band switching on it, and it's just not there. But at any rate, Bill, you have a nice day and nice talking to you, and good luck with that auto tuner. It depends on their technology, but if they're using relay logic, it could be pretty complicated there. Go ahead, Patrick, N0TR.
I'm going to follow your logic there and go find me something to eat for lunch, too. I just pulled into the QTH early morning, so I'm going to say 7-3 to Tom. You and Prince Bernice have a good evening. If I don't talk to you again, then I will talk to you. But I'll be down following you before HK. I'll be the 7-3.
Nice to hear you. KO4HKX, sign N4WRO. I guess you're signing too, Bill, so I'm going to sign and get out of here for now. This is N0TR clear.
Okay, Tom. Yeah, I was sitting there listening. Now, what the autotune is doing, it works fine. Works great on all the bands. Except I got one little area, 3856, 3850. It says it tunes it, but then if you check the SWR, it's high. But if I take the radio and move it over to 3900 and do a tune there, and it tunes up great there, and then you come back to 3856 without hitting anything, it's fine on 3856. It's bizarre. I've been talking to Mark up at LDG about it, and he said, you know, the 75-80 meter band can drive them crazy.
Yeah, as we used to say in the old electrical world, it's one of those queer electrons that's hard to find.
yep, know what you mean. But no, I've been real happy with it. It works great. You know, I'm running that long wire. It's an EFHW8010. Danny down there at myantennas.com. I bought one of his, just stuck it up there. That thing works great. In fact, I worked Thailand this morning, of all places.
There's your QRM. Well, that's outstanding. I seen them on there the other day, but you must have been using FT8. I've went over there and tried to hear them before. Usually California picks them up, but I don't hear them, and I got a 265-foot Carolina Windham out there. But I've had more luck lately on my Super Loop, Bill, in 4WRO and 0TR. Talk over it, Bill. It's no problem.
Okay. Yeah, I just happened to see him pop up. I moved up 17 meters, and he had a good, strong signal, so I said, what the heck, gave it a whirl. I was running about 40 watts FT8, and he came right back to me.
I just don't do FT8. Sideband and CW, I'm an old-timer, and I just don't care for those digital modes. It's not like you really worked them, but more the computer did. They ought to make a separate awards section for that, and then that would make me happy. But I don't think they should count that against sideband and CW DXCCs. But you know what? I don't make the rules, Bill.
Yeah, it's just another mode. You know, something to play with when the sidebands are, you know, in the toilet. So it gives you something else to play with.
QSL, you're quite correct, and there's guys that really like it. One of the things that aggravates me is where I see it on the bands at times is down in the CW portion, and most of the time they stay out of the lower portion of it where I operate, so that's good. But I tried RIDI, and it's all right, but it's an old mode. But gosh, we used to have Amtor, G-Tor, Pactor, all kinds of stuff. But the only thing I ever done was that slow scan TV. And back then there wasn't no internet, or any internet. And it was really enjoyable. People on vacation all over the places in the world. And I guess they still do it. N4DJC, Jerry, he does satellite, but he sent me a video of it doing it, and it's very, very interesting, but the sound of it, I just can't tolerate that. And if I accidentally click on it on the VanScope down there, it aggravates me. But that's my fault. Everybody has different modes that they enjoy, and that's wonderful. That's what ham radio is all about. But I just stick to my CW, and Bernice watches television, and I get over there and put a headset on and do my CW, and it doesn't bother her. But whenever I turn Riddy on, you know, she can tolerate most anything, but she won't tolerate RTGY. N4WRO and 02R.
Yeah, you don't want to get her mad at you, that's for sure. All right, well, that sandwich is calling my name, so let me jump out of here. And we have not heard that in the last 10, 15 minutes. So, Tom, we'll catch you later, bud. You and the wife stay safe, man. We will talk to you later. N4WRO.
Well, as I said earlier, and as you just heard, it could be QRM, but I hope not. They walk among us, though, Bill. I'm going to turn this thing off, and congratulations on Thailand. That's an excellent contact and very rare around here, to my knowledge. Bob up in, he's about 2,500 feet higher up in, what am I trying to say, Bernice? No, not Abbeville. Where Bob is. Up north. He's Singapore pretty regularly, but he's got a lot of nice beams and stuff up there, too, and he's got a higher altitude and a very beautiful setup. But I've never heard Singapore. I seen it listed the other night. And by the way, about a week ago, the sunspots went up to better than 100 for a short time. And gosh, I was talking all over the world on sideband, and I don't hardly ever use sideband, but if I see good stations there and people I've talked to in the past, I go over there and do it and talk to South Africa and a bunch of European countries on 20 meters. When 20 meters open, I think you could talk to them on the rain gutter. Take care, Bill, and we'll catch you down the line. N4WRO, N0TR's QRT, and clear.
Okay, Tom, catch you later. N4WRO.